Now, the RNC has lost today due to Tropical Storm Isaac. Do organizers seem very concerned about that?
I don't think so. They've been able to rejuggle their schedule, and they've got all of their key speakers balanced into those three nights. And if anything, I think they may have gained a little bit of attention just due to the fact that Tropical Storm Isaac came through. Everyone was paying more attention of what they would do, so I don't think they lost much coverage in the process. The thing that could hurt them is the fact that this could look like it turning into Hurricane Isaac and hitting New Orleans on the anniversary of Katrina. Now, that will draw a lot of attention away from them. That will hurt them more than just the loss of a day here in Tampa.
That would bring back memories of George Bush's handling of Katrina and a lot of the criticism that came because of that.
Yeah, and a lot of people are watching to see what President Obama does. We've already heard that he can be put in a tough position depending on what kind of a presence he takes in New Orleans or on the Gulf Coast, whether it would look like he's trying to overshadow the GOP convention, but also he has to make sure he has a presence there because he is the commander-in-chief and it is a natural disaster that's occurring in the Gulf.
Now the show must go on. Governor Walker gives a prime time speech tonight. He's been one of the star attractions in Tampa Bay so far. What do you expect him to say tonight?
Well, his speech will be something that Wisconsinites have heard if they've been paying attention to him over the past year. He doesn't have a whole lot of time, and he's admitted he's going to try and boil down a little bit of what Wisconsin has been able to do, some of the reforms that he's been able to pass, and talking about on a national level. So don't expect anything brand new from Governor Walker. The main thing to listen for is to see whether he still has a voice. Yesterday, he was quite hoarse in the morning, and he gets hoarse when he does a lot of media. During times in the last year or so, whenever he does back-to-back-to-back interviews throughout the day, his voice gets really quite weak by the end of it, and he's drinking a lot of hot water with lemon or honey, just trying to keep any kind of a voice, and he was already losing it yesterday. So we'll see if he has anything in the tank for tonight.
He's certainly been in demand. The party adopts its platform today, including a ban on nearly all abortions, even those in most cases of rape or incest. That would seem to be kind of risky considering all the blowback that Todd Akin got for his choice of words on that topic. Why do you think Republicans are forging ahead and not looking back?
Well, I think it still fits with what most Republicans feel and where the base is at on this issue. I actually sat down with Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson yesterday, and I brought up the Akin situation. Johnson was one of the first to condemn the statements from Akin and to ask for him to step aside, and I pressed him on that, and I said, well, what is the real concern? Is it that anyone who would utter these statements should not be a U.S. senator, or more of the concern that Republicans need that seat if they're going to retake the Senate? And he admitted, you know, part of it was the statements, but he said he would welcome Senator Akin to the Senate if he won. It's more of a consideration that no man is above the party, and they really need that seat. So I think there is a sense that that issue and that platform is not out of line with what the GOP in general feels. And the Akin situation is more about they want to win, and they don't think he's their best chance.
Thank you, Zach. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.